All right, let's get to the highlights of this one. UTEP took the opening kickoff and went 70 yards in eight plays using 3:52. The quarterback, Gavin Hardison, connected on a touchdown pass to his tight end, Zach Fryer, 4 yards to cap the drive, and UTEP had a 7-0 lead, 11:08. Into the 11:08 to go in the first quarter. Wildcats took the ensuing kickoff. They would go 71 yards in eight plays. They would get down to the six, and they would bring in their third-string quarterback, fourth-string, second-string, who knows, but they brought in Jack Lausch, and snapped the ball to him to get on the board. Taking the snap, this is Jack Lausch, and he will walk into the end zone for a touchdown. Jack Lausch, the sophomore from Brother Rice High School. We saw him at the end of last season in the Illinois game. They bring him in, they snap it to him, and he takes it in for a touchdown. And the Wildcats within an extra point of tying the game. It was 7-7, and it was 7-7 at the end of one. Wildcats early in the second quarter had a big threat going, a 43-yard pass from quarterback Ben Bryant to wide receiver Cam Johnson. Got the ball out near midfield, but then a sack took care of that drive. Cats had to punt the ball to the UTEP Miners, who took over at their own 25-yard line. But that drive went nowhere thanks to the Wildcat middle linebacker. Third down for the Miners. Franklin at running back. Snap to Hardison. Rushes on. Hardison fires down the middle. Intercepted by the Wildcats. It's Bryce Gallagher with a tumbling interception at the 38-yard line of the Wildcats. The first interception of the year for Northwestern. Second of Gallagher's career. And the Wildcats have the ball as they take it away for the second time of this young season. Wildcats took over at their own 38-yard line, went three and out, punted it back to UTEP. The Miners had a third and 10 situation, but Wildcats would come up with a sack, their first of the season. Anto Saka, a young defensive lineman, a sophomore, came up with a sack of the quarterback Hardison, forcing a UTEP punt. Cats went three and out again, though, punted it back to UTEP, which got the ball with a minute to go, hustled to get it to field goal range, but their kicker, Buzz Flabiano, would miss a 44-yarder at the end of the half, and it was a 7-7 game at halftime. But the Wildcats, who had won the toss and deferred, would get the ball first in the third quarter, and would put together a 79-yard, 13-play drive, the final 18 yards through the air. Second down and 10 for the Wildcats. At the 18-yard line of UTEP, 8:33 to go, third quarter. Hyman back in and running back. Pump fake by Bryant. Throwing left side wide open. Caught inside the 10 to the 5. Thomas Gordon leaps into the end zone for the touchdown. And the Wildcats have their first lead of 2023, 13-7. Ben Bryant on a touchdown pass, 18 yards to Thomas Gordon. Gordon's first touchdown, Bryant's first touchdown pass as a Wildcat. And the Wildcats are in front here with 8:19 to go in the third. 14-7 midway through the third quarter. UTEP got the ball back on their own 25-yard line, trying to put something together. But once again, the Wildcat defense was ready for him. Second down and 22 for UTEP. On their own 13-yard line. And here's Hardison back inside his own five. Flag is down. Hardison, lots of time, throws over the middle. It's intercepted by the Wildcats. And back the other way, Mueller to the 15, to the 10, and run out of bounds inside the five-yard line. Xander Mueller with the interception, a 28-yard return. Cats had it at the 3 of UTEP. Took them a couple of tries. They got it down inside the 1, and it was third down and goal. Third and goal at the 1. The Wildcats 3 of 7 on third down. Here's Bryant. Gets the push from behind from Porter. He's in. Touchdown. The Porter push helps Ben Bryant into the end zone. Touchdown. And the Wildcats extend the lead with 6:03 to go here in the third quarter. 21-7 Northwestern at that point. That would also be the last play for Ben Bryant, who suffered What we're told was an upper body injury. He was listed as questionable for the remainder of the game. He did not return. It was Ryan Helinski at quarterback with the Wildcats got the ball back after a UTEP punt with just over 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. They were pinned back on their own 12-yard line, but that didn't stop them. Third down and 7 for the Wildcats from their own 15-yard line. They have two receivers out to the right side. Here's Helinski, sets up a screen. Got Hyman to the 15 or the 20. Hyman cuts inside 30, 35, 40. Hyman, it's a foot race. He's to the 30. Hyman 20. Hyman 10. Touchdown!
Touchdown!
85 yards. Ryan Helinski to Joseph Hyman the second. And the Wildcats lead it by 20. 28-7 with the extra point, 2:51 to go in the third, 88 yards in three plays on the drive using a minute 26. End of the fourth quarter, the Cats in command. They weren't done, though, with big plays or firsts, and here was another one. Second down and 3. Helinski with Porter to his right. Here comes Henning again. They'll give the ball again. Right side to the end zone. Touchdown! A.J. Henning has his first touchdown as a Wildcat. And the Cats have broken it wide open with 7:07 to go. 34-7. That 90-yard drive highlighted by a 46-yard run by Jack Lausch down to the UTEP 27-yard line. UTEP would turn it over on downs for the second straight series, giving the Wildcats the ball at the UTEP 31 with just over 5 minutes to go, and that would lead to this. 40-yard try for Jack Olson to extend the Wildcat lead here with 4:01 to go. Here's the snap, the placement kick on the way. Plenty of distance. The kick is good. Olson kicks it through. The Wildcats add to their total. 38-7. The Northwestern lead now, and that's 38 unanswered points in this one. Both teams would play a lot of their backups over the final few minutes of this one. UTEP had one last attempt to get back on the board, working behind their backup quarterback McNamara, but the Wildcats' young defenders rose to the occasion. Third and 13 for UTEP. Cats lead it 38-7, 44 seconds to go. Three wide receivers. Snap to McNamara, drops the throw on third down. Now winds up, throws, intercepted and out of bounds. Picked off by Joe DeHaan. Cut in front of the intended receiver, right along the boundary. The third interception today by the Wildcat defense. The first for DeHaan, and the Cats will take over with 38 seconds to go, leading 38-7. And that was that, 38-7, the final score. Today's official game sponsor was Coca-Cola, proud partner of Northwestern Athletics.